2003, before this podcasting thing, there was this guy named Mike D, and he created this show. It's the Red Bar Radio Show.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hi, all you gangbangers. It's me, Mark. And I do come to you today with some crad cruise. That's bad news and Mark. But I did catch what's called a common cold. But I don't think it's... I'd never get just a common cold. I have common colds, I think, every other day. And then what happens is this feels flu-y. This feels like, this is the start of one of your two-week flus. And what's really terrifying about that, not to bum you all out, making you worry about getting your own little flus for the holidays, but what's really freaking me out is I'm headed off to LA this week on Thursday for 5 days to sunny Los Angeles, a trip that I've been looking forward to for about 5 months now, with all my joy and hope. And it does appear that the flu bug is creeping around my home. It's watching me, even though I've done everything by the book over the last 6 months in terms of preventing the flu virus. So I'm terrified. I'm terrified, and I'm more than that, completely out of it. Whenever I get these colds or the flu, my brain doesn't fire on the same things that it does when I don't have it. And it's just a mess. So I am going to be going to what's called bed in a little bit. I have to, like, go full insane and do everything that I can to prevent getting sicker and hope that I could save this trip to Los Angeles coming up. Okay, a little edit point there, because I got to remember what I wanted to talk about. So, yeah, we've been on a little break here. People go, where's Red Bar? Don't worry, Red Bar's coming back. Red Bar's coming back. Red Bar's coming back. I don't know. You know what? I put out the Die 2013 EP, everybody. First of all, thanks to everybody who went out and got it like the first week. What a tremendous week watching all you buy it. And then, you know, I didn't even think, is this going to be good? Are people going to even like it? And it turns out it seems like you liked it. All the comments were positive. That's never happened before in the Red Boar history. Every comment's been positive. There haven't been as much comments as there have been sales, so I'm wondering how many people hated it. You know, but it doesn't really matter. I think it's a very, very fun five-song EP. I'm rather delighted with it. There are a lot of reports saying I can't play this in public. Well, you got to grow up. You know, you just got to have the guts and you got to play it. Nobody's going to be paying attention. Nobody's going to get mad at you. I didn't know that existed. I really didn't know that existed. That people out there wouldn't play certain songs in public. I didn't even go into it thinking about that, but I guess that is an issue. You know, if you're driving a Sebring convertible, listening to some songs, you know, saying some real bad stuff. But I'm really happy with how it all came out and how everybody came out and bought it. There is some confusion. This is not the full-length rap album that I've been talking about for years. I decided to... because the full-length album is taking such a long time, I decided to put out something. And this actually turned out a lot better than I was hoping it would turn out. And people are really enjoying it. But this is not the full-length album that we did the Indiegogo Kickstarter thing for. This is a completely separate thing. It is, I know it's confusing because it's still called Die 2013. But this is the EP, and the Die LP will be coming out later this year. I've already actually, you know, gotten pretty far on it. So I'm very excited about that. But the EP is 5 brand new songs that will not be on the full-length LP album that's coming out. And I've decided that we're going to exclusively sell this EP and maybe even the LP just on our website. You know, I wanted to do iTunes because the good thing about iTunes is if all you guys buy it from iTunes, we will get seen because we get high up on the top charts. But I don't know how good that actually does for anyone. Yeah, it's cool to be in the top 10, but I don't think people are just blindly buying albums because they're in the top 10 on the comedy section. The problem with iTunes is, if you don't know this, they take 35% of your sales. Each sale, they take 35%. And they also don't let you know how much you sold for about 4 months. So you put your album up on iTunes, and then 4 months later, they send you a report of the first month's sales. So it's kind of crazy. It doesn't really give you much help in terms of, well, do I need to promote this thing harder? Are people buying it? I have no idea. So I don't, it's not really good for the small guys like me. I'm sure it works great for Justin Timberlake. What else did I want to see? I'm very out of, this is why I didn't want to do a show today. It's just going to be an embarrassment, but I did want to update you on a few things. So yeah, the Die EP came out, and I figured, you know what? Let's just let this sit with the people for a little bit. You know, when artists put out albums, they don't instantly start going to work the next day doing something else. Maybe they do, I don't know. But I feel like, you know, we got to have a little bit of mystique here. You can't just be hearing from me every day. I know that's how talk radio worked in 1994, where you got into your car and every day Steve Dahl was on your radio dial, and there's, you know, there's, things have changed. Let's just say that. And I don't think you hearing me every day is good for anybody. It takes the fun out of it. Then you start just saying things to fill things. So I think I'm going to be kind of like a content guy. You know, there's no official plan. There's never an official plan. But when you ask me, Mike, when's the next thing coming out? When's the next thing? You know, just like your favorite band, you don't know when the fuck their next thing's coming out. I'm not saying content releases will be spaced that far apart, but I think I'm a content man. You know, you get a rap album one day, you get a show the next day, maybe you get something else, you know, next week. Who the fuck knows? But I'm kind of just going with my gut with it. And also, you know, one of the most important things is, you know, how much I hate the world and everything, and how I hate life and all that, and how I think it's stupid to go to work every day. Well, I do believe those things. And I think there's a way to kind of make life how you want it. And I know that even doing what I love, I don't want to do it every day. It'll kill it. If I don't feel it, I don't want to do it. And people go, but Mike, that's not how working works. Some days you just have to suck it up and go, yeah, maybe for norms. I've gone very far out of my way to carve out a life where I can kind of just do what I want. And if people think that's unfair or that that's not realistic, well, I don't care. I got to try it that way. Because the other way is like being a prisoner. But not that anything's that bad. I'm not here to bum anybody out, of course, but I am sick. But yeah, there's just going to be no... If there's not a show one day, if there's not a show for a week, there's never going to be an excuse. There's never going to be a reason. Just this is how it works now. And we'll find a groove somewhere in it. But I really do like this music making. I really do like doing the show, and I'm going to continue to do both. And then if another thing pops up, I'll add that too. But we don't know. I would just say, don't worry about it that much. And, you know, it's just annoying. Here's what I've noticed. The shows that are on regularly, the podcasts, I'm like sick of every one of them that I loved 2 years ago. Every podcast that I loved 2 years ago, I'm almost enemies with now because I heard too much. You know, I'm sure this has happened to many Red Bar listeners. They start out as huge fans. They slowly turn into the biggest enemies. You know, you just start building resentment for people that you know. Anyway, I know this is not a fun update, but I did want to let people know what the heck is going on, since a lot of you refuse to use Facebook. And then, yeah, so the Die 2013 EP. Thank you so much to everyone who went out and got this the first week. I am not quite yet done promoting this. I know how many copies I've sold, and I know how many of you download the show every day. And until we reach a 50% sales, Mark, I am not going to stop posting pictures of that stupid pill bag covered in dust of a certain substance. So I do need your help with it. Remember, this is a one-man Operation Ivy over here. If you like Die, please post the promo. You can go to redbarradio.net/die to grab the YouTube promo. Please post that on your walls, your tweets, if you want to. I'm not, that is not a mandatory thing to do. But what I do think should be kind of mandatory is that 50% of our audience buys this. And I see the names come in every day in the sales reports. As they come in, I get an email from PayPal saying, blah, 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 has bought your album. And I go, oh. And what's really weird about it is most of the names that have come through, I do not recognize. And by recognize, I mean, you know, we've got this Bring Back group. I see all your real names all the time. There are so many of you in that Bring Back group who have been active for the last 2 weeks in the Bring Back group, our official Facebook group over at Red Barn Radio Down, and this is BBG, and have not seen your names pop up on the sales reports. So very startling, very startled by your refusal to buy my life's work. Maybe you're not a rap head. Maybe you're not into Azalea Banks. You don't really need to be. I think these songs are fun for anybody because there's a lot in them. There's a lot of words, and I think they're fun. It's only $7. I know that seems like a tremendous amount of money, but you guys throw down, you know, a six inch sub and some sun chips with that money almost every day. So, you know, the fact that you could eat the submarine sandwich, but you just keep seeing my updates and you say, you know what? Fuck him. It's very hurtful. So please get a copy. You won't be disappointed. Nobody has felt gypped with this album. It's very good. And, you know, it'll help fund other exciting things and, give me some sort of life. So, thank you to all the people who went out and bought it and shared it. You know, it's a big deal for me. So I got to like talk about it for a couple of weeks. Okay. I don't want to just bury it. We officially did beat Drew Michaels Lovely the first day of sales, which is always amazing. Every release from the end of time now, I will always celebrate when we reach beating Drew Michaels' debut album, Lovely, which he spent his whole life creating. So it's always very fun for me to gloat in others' failures. And I really like that I'm a hit rap star now, and a lot of doors are opening for me. Some people go, Mike, what's your next move? I don't know. Here's one thing that I can't do. You know, everybody else who makes music, what do? After they put out a CD, they take it to you. They tour. They do it live. I have like almost no interest in performing live. Doesn't that look like the most exhausting thing in the world? I don't know how these people do it. I really don't know how Selena Gomez and Kriggy Amelmia get on stage day in and day out. Like, I get sick every other day. I might have crades. I don't know, but I don't know how these people do it. And then they do a 45 minutes of jumping around and running around. That seems not worth the money. You know, that's like being an athlete. Does anyone perform rap just sitting in a chair? Because I'll do that. I'll sit in a chair while a man softly plays a piano and I could rap over it. But it just does not seem fun. I get real anxious watching other people perform music. I don't know if you guys get this. Whenever I watch a live performance, I'm so anxious because I'm like, they're going to fuck it up. They're going to fuck it up. They're going to sing off key. They're going to fall. They're going to flub a word. And they never really do, ever. I don't know how they do that, but I feel like I could never hold it together. But you probably can. I don't know. I've practiced the same songs on guitar for almost my entire life, and I still can't perform them all the way through without screwing it up. I just don't have that kind of clarity. I'm clarity and clear, though. So let's get one thing clear. But yeah, it's been great. It's been really fun. And I hope this lack of Red Bar shows doesn't discourage you. I'm sure, you know, because when I see people what I would call slacking off. I don't consider myself slacking off because I got a ton of reasons that are really cool to me. But when other people don't do shows, I'm like, look at this little a-hole. look at this piece of shit not doing shows. So I'm sure there's a lot of people building up, you know, a lot of hate towards me, but I don't think it should be that way. I think we need to be more of friends. It needs to be more of us versus them this year. Let's get rid of these crazies. We don't need Jonathan Bartman around anymore. But let's get rid of the nuts and make the Red Bar people, you know, some people we could look up to as far as the community goes. Enough with the psychos. Enough with the loons. Let's get them the hell out of here. They're just polluting us and bringing us down. Let's get better. Let's make everything cooler. I, myself, have become way cooler. Wait till you guys see me when the new show starts. It's probably the coolest I ever looked. And I think I'm going to start getting a lot more respect just based on my looks. The other big news that I did want to just say ha 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 to is Adam Carolla's news girl and star of her own show, Allison Rosen Is Your New Best Friend. That's the name of the show. Allison Rosen, after about almost 5 years of working with Adam Carolla, has been fired by the Ace Man, the Stamps Man. Big Mama Stamps a lot. Fired her, which you never would think would happen. And you know why he fired her? Because she sucks. That's why. No, I'm not even kidding. He didn't want to explain it at first. But of course, you know, the way the internet it is, he actually did a surprising move today. After kind of just trying to sweep her firing under the rug, he came on the radio today on his show and he was near tears. And he spent about 45 minutes explaining how horrible and how much of a loser she is. And it was just wonderful. She's fired. She's done with the network. He hates her no matter what he says. You know, these people, they always got to say, I wish you're the best. You don't. You hate her. And the resentment is growing. So keep watching that. It's one of the better little messes in stamping today. So that's a very exciting thing that I'm going to be talking about. And you know what? Now that I'm doing it right now, I don't feel so sick. You know, but I am. The last thing I want is to come online. You know what I mean? It's like I'm sick. I want to go to bed in 45 minutes. I don't want to do an hour-long pre-show, you know, with all of you saying a million ridiculous things in the chat, getting me all worked up and spun, and then do 2 hours of screaming and then uploading. You know what I mean? I just got to go to bed. I got to make this trip work. This isn't some kind of ruthless media radio where they lie about their audio being broken. Don't worry. I like doing crows. I've got a lot to talk about. I never run out. There's no reasons. There's no conspiracies. You guys just got to be nice, okay? We're going to have the funnest year. We're going to do a lot of crazy stuff. Now that I'm a rap star, now that I've got street cred, we're going to be going after a lot of people. I really don't want to associate with anybody who's a loser. This is going to be probably one of the cooler years of Red Bar. I'm going to LA to make some moves. You might see me working with Samsung Galaxy in the new future as their new spokesmodel. We don't know. But, and then today, as a surprise gift to me, the iTunes Corporation, Steve Jobs & Co. I go to the iTunes music store today. I go to the comedy podcast section of the store. Right on the top of the store, a giant banner in the top biggest banner spot on the page. Guess what it says? Red Bar. I have no idea why. We haven't done a show in almost a month. I don't know why, but they featured us with the big banner spot that only the biggest guys get. So I don't know what's going on over there. Obviously, Apple has integrity and dignity now. They know what's up. Maybe they listen to that Die EP and they're like, this is the future. But anyway, that's pretty cool. So, you know, just when you thought we were getting too underground for your liking, we're pretty much one of the most mainstream shows in history now. Because we are on the front page of Apple's iTunes. I don't know if you know this, they invented the iPhone. So I basically work with Beats. Thanks for everybody's support over the holidays. Didn't get one gift, so thank you for respecting my wishes. I do have a birthday coming up that won't be celebrated. Gifts are still welcome because, hey, I need that stuff to keep going. So there was a guy who sent me a $50 Amazon gift card. I was going to say, no thanks, I'm done celebrating birthdays, here's your money back. That's a rude thing to do to him, so I kept it. And you know what I bought with it? A ton of supplements. Not a ton, actually. Two bottles. I bought some turmeric and some zinc. And then the rest of the money I just threw away. I hate change. So, yeah, the most important things right now for me would be, if you listen to the show, if you've listened to more than a few episodes and you like it, go over to redbarradio.net/die, take out your stupid fucking login for PayPal, spend the stinking seven, and, you know, do something, you know, because you can't just keep consuming and being human garbage compactors, you know? Just do something good for a change. I donated a lot of money to charity this year, to the Big Brother Women's Foundation. Yeah, but we have a lot to talk about. You know what? I might wake up tomorrow feeling fine. This could have been a fluke instead of a flu. I doubt it. Usually when I start getting symptoms, it just gets worse and worse and worse, and it turns into almost a whole month-long event of me feeling like spit. So, but I pray, and I'm going to do what everyone says. I've been peeing every 10 minutes. That's how much water I've been drinking. I've been eating berries. I've been drinking green tea. The only thing that's making me feel a lot sicker is I've been having a ton of Philly cheesesteaks. I've had about six Philly cheesesteaks today, and it is not helping the sickness. These are frozen microwavable ones, of course, from the store, so they're probably worse for you. They're probably worse for you. I do miss you guys a lot. We are going to have fun times. I'm going to try not to be, you know, during shows, I'm going to try not to be mad on shows, because I want this to be a happy place for you guys and for me. So I'm trying to channel my anger into fun ways, and I will get better at it. I will master everything I put my mind to it. So I'm very excited about the new career. I've got a bunch of New Year's resolutions. Just kidding. I might start a family this year, and I might start a startup, a web-based startup where it's a long con. So look out for that. And the one thing you could do to kind of help the world is edit yourselves, everybody. We have gotten to a point where social media it's too much. You guys are posting too much. Every little thought can't be posted, and we dealt with it. I think we've dealt with it for a long time. We've bitched about it for a long time, but I think it's gone on long enough. Here's what I would suggest. Let's narrow down the posting to maybe twice a day. And, you know, how about this? Write down everything you want to post. And during the middle of the day, go look at that list and then pick out the best one. You know, do some editing. Do the world a favor. You know, it really does affect everybody. It's just like going outside and throwing a Wendy's bag out your passenger window filled with a bunch of nuggets containers. You know, it adds up. If everybody litters, it starts creating bad things, and then all of a sudden we got to go look, you know, for other habitable earths. By the way, I want to let you guys know, I've been watching probably about two space documentaries a night. These are documentaries about the universe. Updated ones. Here's the problem with it. You can't watch documentaries from 2 years ago anymore. All the information has been updated. You got to constantly be watching the newest ones. Back in the day, it's like if we learned something, we were good. You know, you learned something in school, you were good. That information could be used for the next 30 years. Nowadays, you learn something, 2 weeks later, it could be erased and rewritten. So you got to keep learning. So I've been learning a lot about space. And let me tell you something. Global warming is the least of your worries. This planet could blow up in 10 billion different ways any time of the day. And no, there are not other Earth-like planets that we can get to. I think the closest one is about 479,000 light years away. We can never get to it yet. So don't start thinking there's other Earth-like planets and we'll be fine. You got to start respecting this Earth. Not recycling. Don't recycle. That's a scheme. That's so that the government can get cans because they collect vintage cans. Don't do that. But, you know, look at the big picture when you're doing anything. Go, how is this going to ripple effect everything? Because I don't think people do that. People have been very impulsive lately. And they're doing what I like to call destroying everything I've built. I don't know what I'm saying. I am delirious. These aren't good update content pieces. This is not fun. But I hope to see you guys, hopefully before I leave for LA this week on Thursday. People asking, hey, Mike, are you having a party, a meetup? No, I'm just going to take it easy. Have the vacation of my dreams. I can't deal with the stress of entertaining everybody and being stared at. You know, or feeling like I need to make sure everybody's having a good time. So I'm just going to chill out and get a bunch of hand jobs and lay around and go do a bunch of tourist stuff that nobody else would want to do, such as go get my photo taken with the new wax sculpture of Selena Gomez outside on Hollywood Boulevard outside of the Wax Museum. So look forward to seeing that. I pretty much refuse to post photos of myself unless they're just the thumbnails from the show to update everybody about the new show. But you might see me giving those Selena Gomez kid boobs a nice little honk and maybe even giving her pussy a wax fingering. So thank you so much. And the only thing I want to promote is this Die EP. You could get it at redbarradio.net/die. Please get it. And please tell your friends about it, because if I get famous, you guys are all in my crew, and it's going to be very fun, and I'm very close to being signed by No Limit Records, which is very exciting. They did say I have to change my name to Mark DeShaka, which I'm not pleased with, but I will do it for the record deal, so look out for that, Mark DeShaka. I'll be wearing a weird 1920s style hat and a big suit, and my CD cover will have me with lots of riches and gold and cash money. Okay, that's it. redbarradio.net/die. Thanks everybody for listening. Remember when I played this at the beginning of the show?
Now entering Nerdist.com.
The Die 2013 EP. 5 brand new songs from the Sci-Fi Channel's Mark Davis. Songs such as Be Mean With Me.
Be mean with me. Come on, you wanna blow steam with me. Don't be a fucking faggot, just sing with me.
Using drugs.
I just started using drugs.
Some drugs
with me, baby.
Murdering man.
Sorry about your son.
He's gone. Well, that stinks. That reeks. Just last week, he was laughing.
Eager.
Standing on a corner bopping to sucking some of the hottest dicks New York has ever seen.
And the untitled BuzzFeed Project.
Enough! We fucking get it.
Stop!
We already heard
Enough!
You. Fucking cram it, lady.
Shut up. Shut up.
The Die 2013 EP. Available only at redbarradio.net/die. Own it today.